and blessings and manifestations. Lovely day, lovely day. When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sun shines on my eyes, doing something without warning, love, weighs heavy on my mind.
Yeah.
Then I look at you.
Yeah, can't keep going or we'll get a copyright.
With lyrics?
I think so, yeah.
I think you gotta have an extra song.
Oh, and the world's alright. You heard Jill Scott's version?
I think so.
That's my shit.
I think so. Yeah. Because they play at the end of... What Tyler Perry movie? Is it Tyler Perry movie?
The Jill Scott version?
I believe it's a Tyler Perry movie. It plays at the end of one. I believe so.
Huh.
It played at the end of some movie, I think. I just can't remember what. But I do remember hearing it. Oh, Jill Scott.
She was yelling, but she did good.
Give us some grace. It is MLK Day.
It's MLK Day. It was MLK Weekend, also known as Winter Pride. Woo!
If you don't know, I'm gonna say everybody because everybody convenes, but the Ponts do convene for every holiday, you know. MLK Day,
Memorial Day,
Labor Day,
Pride itself,
July,
Juneteenth, mm-hmm. 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm.
Everything is a hunchback.
President Day, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving,
amen.
Christmas,
nasty holes,
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Oh.
No matter the holiday, no, the Ponks are gonna hunch. That's a damn shame. That is a damn shame.
They're gonna find a way to convene.
That's a shame.
Congregate. But what you said in the streets, right there with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People have to think that it's just the Ponks. It's straight people too.
Mm, they be right.
I follow a few of them and they be posting they flyers. That's how I found out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They convene at the same time, same places. The ones that are known. I'm sorry. Let me put it like that. The ones that are known.
Okay. Yeah. I hope everybody had a good time. Make sure your clinics are open tomorrow.
Yes. Get tested.
Me personally, I would say I'll wait until about Friday to go get everything looked at. You know, give yourself a little time for the symptoms to knock your ass out. And go get looked at. Just because you had sex Sunday, and you go get tested Tuesday morning, but wait a little while for them symptoms to come in and whoop your ass first. Then go get tested. You know, let it fester in your body a little bit, because it's gonna come pop. It might come back negative if you go get tested right after. So give it a little second, so you won't have no false positives, even though you are positive with chlamydia. You know, just go get tested. Hope y'all have fun though.
Great advice. Spoken like a known whore. You be out there on them highways and byways.
No.
What you call?
Oh, I thought you were talking about in the recent. I was I thought you was talking about in the recent.
No, you've been at work in the recent.
I've been working like hard.
Yes. Yeah, you've been working
day and night. Driving to sit my truck that none of you want to touch. Yeah.
Damn, I gotta watch that movie again. That was a good movie. That whole scene was fabricated, but I digress.
That's all right. It made for good television.
Yes.
It made for good television. Taraji did her thing.
Yes, country.
Love her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus. What do we talk about? My God, today. What does one say?
That bitch back in office. Y'all failed us. Not y'all, because I know a lot of y'all voted for Miss Kamala, VP. But a lot of bitches failed us, and now they finding out again. Now they want to redo their votes. You know, we just live here. Anyway, that's enough about that bitch. That's all he get. Hitler. Elon Musk doing the hell Hitler sign at the inauguration is crazy work.
He's literally just a big ass kid living out his wildest dream. Just to be seen. He just want to be seen. That's literally all of his like antics is something to be damn seen. And that is scary. Got an autistic child on stage.
Well, in other news,
these rappers performing. Oh, now that's something.
I was about to skip all over that. Mm-mm. That's crazy. I forgot about that. Rideway, Snoop Dogg, Rick Ross, Nelly. Who am I forgetting? Soulja Boy.
Oh.
Carrie Underwood, girl. We was rooting for you.
I don't know who we is.
Me.
That's, see, I told you about trusting the white folks. See, that's your problem. That's your problem. I don't know what to say because they are getting paid. So
Soulja Boy came to Instagram Live going off and I saw Trump paid me, Kamala ain't paid me nothing. And
I wouldn't have paid you either.
Yeah.
But like they did get paid, but some of them do hold a certain politic and they did vote for him. It's not their first time voting for him. So I'm not surprised. I'm not disappointed either.
But what's funny is those videos of Snoop Dogg came back out. And it's like, oh, but you're there. But you said this. Okay, got it.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Liar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
You know something? I knew it was going to be a problem when more than once last year I agreed with Candace Owens.
What you mean?
Because remember when she was like, when this made me think about something she said on The Breakfast Club, when her and T.I. was going back and forth, she was like, in private conversation, we agree on a lot of things, but in public, he was doing this.
Oh, now okay, I remember that.
It's yeah, another time I'm having to agree with Candace Owens. I'm tired of agreeing with that white woman.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. A lot of people operate that way.
I'm tired of agreeing with that white woman.
I mean, again, a lot of people do that. White America does that.
All the time.
White women specifically.
Help.
So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Who was that Nelly got on? Was like, am I supposed to agree with your politic? Because, and it's like, yeah, you should, because agreeing with the other side politic affects the neighborhood that you grew up in. Affects
if you the say people that you're trying to pull out.
Right. Think about that. But at the same time, Nelly and Trump have something in common.
Money?
No.
Oh.
Sexual assault.
Oh, yeah.
Rape.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Poor Ashanti.
Not poor Ashanti, Ashanti knew.
Oh, still poor.
This happened after.
That's a small penis.
Everybody don't want no big gargantuan ass 9-inch rupturing their cervix because the cervix is only 6 inches.
I stand on what I say.
But you have a booty hole, so of course you do. Your coochie made of clay. It's GMO cooch. Might as well be trans cooch. Your cooch not real. It's not real. And his penis was thick. It wasn't just small. It was short. But it was thick.
No, we don't know how to use it. Now what?
That ain't got nothing to do with us. Nelly's also like 44. That ain't got nothing to do with
Nelly 44?
Nelly is in his 40s. Towards his 50s. Nelly came out in his early 20s. Maybe late teens or early 20s. That was in the 90s.
Damn, I'm young.
You're a kid. How old? Ashanti is 41, at least. If not 42.
I knew that. Ooh. I thought Nelly was all like around that time. Early 40s, late 30s.
Nelly's in his 40s. Well into his 40s.
Damn. How old is Sierra? She up there too
late. Sierra, late. She be in her late 30s. She should be like 39 or so. I believe so. She should be. Because Sierra came out when I was in the second or third grade. Somewhere around that time. Oh. Yeah, she came out around that time. So Sierra is approximately, damn the bitch old. She ain't that old. She 36.
She relatively young. 36?
Is she 36? Wait, no. No, she 39. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. That's right. She 39. She turned 40 this year.
Oh, okay. That ain't that bad.
But it kind of...
You were about to say something, wasn't you?
I was going to tear that music up. I was going to tear that music up.
She had a good run.
I'm talking about in the now.
Still trying to make music that she used to make back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's not going to work.
Exactly. 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 Yes, we need fun tunes.
But not from her.
Not from her. It's because of the age. It's the age.
Yeah.
And she should... I don't want to say let it go because you want to do what makes you happy, but... It's the... Oh. I shortchanged him. Nelly is 50.
Damn.
My mother's 53. My father is 56.
How old is Bow Wow?
In his late 30s.
Mm.
Bow Wow was born in
1937.
Yeah.
He ain't did nothing to make us mad, has he?
It's Bow Wow. Everything Bow Wow do make me mad.
What's wrong with Bow Wow?
An idiot.
I just like how he looked with the weight gain.
Cause you're a whore. You see how easy y'all look over stuff with these folks? Cause you look cute. Hell no.
I don't know what he done, so I don't keep up about why I like that. I just know I ain't never had nobody show me all the things that you can show me in a special way. I feel when you're home, we're gonna always be together, baby. That's what you told me, and I believe it because I ain't never had nobody do me like you. Yeah, that's my shit. One breath. You hoes can't even spell breath.
It's always cold neck, coke head.
This is not Chris Brown. Could be worse. It could be worse. It could be worse.
What's worse? What's worse?
Chris Brown track record? I don't think Bow Wow and Chris Brown have the same track record, do they?
If this is Hollywood we're talking about.
That we know of.
This is Hollywood we're talking about. They literally date in the same circles. These women all have the same traumatic experiences.
They just, I don't want to talk about it no more.
See?
I don't even want to talk about it no more.
See?
Poor Beyonce.
My goodness. Are you excited to have your TikTok back?
I almost lost my mind. For the 12 hours it was gone, I about lost my mind.
That's how we know y'all can. That's, you see,
we're addicted.
This is how we know y'all are addicted. Y'all can't protest to save y'all life.
I'm still on red now. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is how
I'm still about to go learn Mandarin.
You just added something. But even then, they're going to call you. The sooner you cross somebody to call you a nigger on that app, because y'all is on them Asian folks' apps and they do not like y'all. They are already taking down black people content, blacks and punks. As soon as they figure that,
I just mind my business, learn Mandarin, and keep going.
Would you say that that's how people feel when it comes to certain laws and transgressions? They're just minding their business because it has nothing to do with them. You see how our actions slap us in the face?
I'm not going to take this kind of treatment today. On this episode, I'm not taking this kind of treatment. Huh. But my we did lose goodness. Our minds when TikTok. I was more so, it wasn't more so losing the app. It was me being like, huh, all these people that get most of their income from TikTok, what are you hoes about to do?
Go to YouTube. That's literally what, when it, the closer it got, a lot of the people I follow, like, started making their YouTube pages, and a lot of them, their followers have, they've gained. And then a lot of them were already, if you were paying attention, you were already making the necessary moves to transfer over to YouTube or Instagram. Like the guy London Charles, he was already putting his stuff on Instagram. Like, you want to see the full episode? Go to Instagram. Get 3 minutes here, 8 minutes over there. Go to YouTube.
But for those who didn't do that,
that's on you not paying attention. That's on you for thinking, oh, it's not going to happen. And I mean, technically, it didn't happen. It wasn't banned.
It's only temporary.
It wasn't a temporary ban. It was a worldwide update. Because when you try to go and search certain things, it no longer shows up.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So it went down for a worldwide update because it would literally take 12 to 24 hours to do said update. Yeah. It's literally the same thing like when Instagram go down for everybody or when Twitter go down for everybody. They're literally doing a worldwide update right then.
And TikTok got a lot of servers.
Yes.
Also, what was I about to say? Shit. The algorithm is different.
I haven't been on there. So
the algorithm is different. I'm not seeing the people I used to see. Mm. I'm seeing a bunch of different stuff. And I'm like, huh. But I did see some tech people come out and be like, yeah, Meta didn't buy this. I just want to let y'all know that. They didn't buy it, but something is up. I think they're trying to still force them to sell it.
Probably.
And they're going to fuck up our algorithm. Like, they was like, they're going to fuck up the algorithm and try to get y'all to beg them to sell it to get the algorithm back. And I was like, at this point, just let it go.
I don't know. I ain't even had a feeling. Not being on it for that night, really ain't.
I just went to sleep.
I ain't been back on it.
Don't delete it.
I got so many apps on my phone I don't use. They just sit there, but it's like that app has control of people. Like you can't detach if you absolutely had to.
Yeah. That's a problem, but I think it's also like in a way because people didn't have nothing else. And this is like they get away from reality in like way. I mean, you could also go touch grass, but...
So glad you read my mind.
Still.
Get an active job.
That too.
Go get an education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A trade. Please go get
something. Something.
We need more people in trades. Go get a trade. Proud of my brother for going to go get a trade in welding. I'm so proud of him.
See?
Oh, no, not welding. He's learning both welding and plumbing.
See? Things are important. Because to allow a social media app, and again, I understand that people make a lot of money, but like, why don't you have a backup plan? Because this, I think people need to think about that. Yes, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook are right there, but like, apps like TikTok, they don't last forever. And everybody can't gain the same revenue. Your revenue does change. There's always someone coming up to do something else even better. And so for that to be your only thing, that means you're not utilizing what you have. Because if you're making $30,000 a month, like one girl, she was like, I'm making $30,000 a month. If you're making $30,000 a month, why are you freaking out? Because even if that stops, you should have enough. But put it away.
It's the same thing. I was having a conversation with one of my friends in the trucking group because I was asking because one of his roommates used TikTok heavily and get a lot of money off of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and one person was like, well, you know, maybe he was saving. Was he?
Right.
Was he saving? When people get, and I can speak this from experience, when people get a raise in money, they also raise their cost of living and don't realize they do it until it's too fucking late. So if you're making $30,000 a month, how much is your living expenses?
Right.
This is probably why you're freaking out because you probably got a $15,000 living expense a month and you're not going to be able to afford that. You don't buy a high-rise apartment in the middle of the downtown. You don't buy a luxury vehicle with a car note probably about $2,000 because you ain't paid none of it in cash. Mm.
And also taxes.
Taxes. And it is tax season.
It is tax season. These are things to think about. And so I think that's why a lot of people were just freaking out so much.
And then the influence that went on came out and was like, I lied about my entire thing. And now we're back. And y'all not getting traction. Because y'all don't lie to these people. And told them, it's okay to lie. But don't admit to the lie. I wouldn't have said nothing. Only thing I said is I have frequent with one of y'all favorite creators off that app. And that's all I did. Turns out he liked light skins, but was always asking me to come over there. Crazy work.
Mm. You gonna ask him about it?
No, of course not.
Why not?
I'm gonna get in contact with him.
What you mean?
You want me to DM him?
Y'all talk, right?
Through sniffies, bitch.
Okay.
He's not on it no more.
Hmm.
That profile says last active 5 months ago.
Hmm. He can be tracked down.
I know where he lives.
So when you said you were only interested in light skin man for real, we get here. how do we get over here if you like being a light skin man's whore? In his words. Bitch, that might have been saying too much. that might have been saying too much right there. Woo! You know who Messi is gonna find it? Derek. Messi.
Nayana called me. Who are you talking about? And I tell you, Nayana, don't worry about it. I'm gonna find out. And I knew she was gonna find out, so I just had to go ahead and tell her.
They're gonna put two and two together. That's a punk. That's that right there. That man got in a punk. Cause he's messy.
Embrace it.
Speaking of TikTok, JP, the video.
Oh. Speaking of punks.
Speaking of punks.
Video got leaked, didn't it?
Yes. I'm trying to remember the name of the song that he did. Was it Hey Ho Bow? What's the name of that song? It ain't Shake for a Bad Bitch. I know that.
He got a lot of weird songs.
They all sound the same.
Exactly.
They all sound the same. Oh, it's called Bad Bitty. That's another damn song. Leaked video.
Need a Viagra, don't you, boy?
He needs
a honey pet?
No.
A pump.
Because that's what he like.
What's supposed to say? Don't embarrass me. What did he do?
Embarrass him. Because
she was sucking on a gummy.
That peanut didn't get hard. It got hard right at the end, but it got hard when he started licking at old boy's penis. And see, I just don't know because.
Much like you slide back in, when I get hard, I go back.
Right. I just don't understand because he fully went on that radio station admitting that he had, you know, slept with a guy, but, you know, that wasn't just it. You were in a relationship with that boy as a teenager. That's what that was. You didn't just crack him, as he said. I decided I want to crack a nigga, so I cracked the nigga. No, you was in a full blown
relationship.
I know some niggas that just crack niggas just to crack them. That's not what that was. That was love.
And affection.
Y'all were posted up like an old MySpace picture with your hand on his belly like it was something in there.
It was.
A couple
chairs were floating around.
Even when he did that video. Whoa.
when he was doing the bending.
Oh.
If he was doing the bending.
May have a point there.
That's probably why he also needed to see it to get hard.
Because
sometimes that might be.
What the trans girls say? Sometimes the men, like, they know that it's in the room. That the penis is in the room. That's why a lot of men who are attracted to trans girls do not want them to chop it off. Because they like to know that it's in the room. A little touch, a little feel, a little
open your back door for them too. A lot of those trans girls are tops. That's off topic.
That scares me. That scares me. But yes. Anyway, when he was doing that 20 versus 1 and he went in there and let that girl lick on his peel whacker, it was like 3 minutes. 3 minutes tops. It didn't work. Wasn't done working. That boy like boys. Full time. full time.
I couldn't even see. Was it a good size? I really couldn't tell.
It looked like it.
Not sure I could pull the video back up.
You know, I gotta say, that's why when I had to send it to you, I had to say, let me say this, I had to send it to my sister. She gotta see this. She look at this shit.
I didn't know realize who it was until I looked at it and I was like, I know that body. Mm. Yeah, I saw the face and I was like, oh, now how did he get out?
That's, I think, what everybody's trying to figure out, because it's not on Old Boy's Twitter page at all.
It might be on his OnlyFans. Oh, he might have like an exclusive thing on OnlyFans where he send it out. Like, you gotta pay for that video.
That sure enough is exclusive. Paying for that and it being that.
I mean, his people pay for him just to see him. They not really worried about the other one.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to find it. We gonna find out. We're gonna find out. But they're Bullet like Boys. Full time. I know that college campus got a secret or three.
What school you go to? I don't know.
It's HBCU.
They got a secret of four.
Absolutely. Come out wherever you are. Yeah. And it was a punk round somewhere. Hopefully not white.
In other news, Lil Baby coming out on social media to out one of our brothers. And y'all, this is not no defending nobody.
Bitch, don't attach that to me. Don't attach that to me. The fuck?
He is a sigma, though.
Unfortunately,
he is a sigma. No, this isn't us trying to defend anything because he is a sigma. No. This is just us trying to add one. I don't know him at all. It's just us trying to put together. So Lil Baby came out. That one of his past teachers used to touch on him.
Touch him is a mild way to put it.
It is. From the ages of what? 12 until
he left middle school? 13. Probably. If not, it wasn't until adulthood, I don't think so.
It wasn't.
So it was probably when he left him with the high school.
Mm-hmm. And then he called it grooming.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to still put pieces together because there's a lot of gray areas in this story. You said he grabbed his ear, you grabbed yours back, you gave him fellatio, he talked your mom into letting him tutor you. Y'all did sexual activities at his home, but there was no tutoring. He bought you an iPhone, he bought you headphones. I didn't hear nothing about force. I didn't hear nothing about gun to my head. I didn't hear nothing about beating me.
Do this, so I'm gonna tell people this. He was a willing participant, and this is where, you know, about a week or two ago, they were also having a conversation about people calling little girls fast. Mm-hmm. And somebody did, you know, a lot of people, you know, made the argument that some of them do know what they're doing. And yes, to a degree, yes. Does it make it right?
No.
Do we have people who have been like aggressively like molested or raped and then they just fall into the pattern of just thinking it's the norm? Yes. But there are those situations. I know plenty of bitches that were sleeping with coaches at my high school willingly.
Knowing what they were doing.
Is the coach still in the wrong? Yes. But that does not absolve accountability for someone who knows exactly what they're doing. They're making a conscious decision. Is it on the adult to be like, no?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Most definitely.
Because you fucking weirdo, especially if you got children their age, dummy. And a lot of my coaches did. But like, that doesn't absolve accountability because you're actively like going after something. Mm-hmm. And in this context, he wasn't going after it in the beginning. But to say that, you know, at the time I was questioning myself, I was kind of figuring myself out, and then this happened, and so I go along with it, and then he's giving me things, he's keeping me out of trouble. So you know what you're doing, not necessarily using it to your advantage, but you know what you're doing. Your childlike mind, however, has convinced you that this is okay and that this is a relationship.
Right.
Because if you felt like at any point that something was going on, there are signs.
Mm-hmm.
There are signs that children show. And this isn't a sign. Now, do I look at his mom weird? Yes. Because what do you mean this teacher bought your son on the phone? What do you mean? He bought him a phone and was paying his bill. What do you mean he was buying him headphones? Because the
that
number one
sound
question,
educational.
Right. The number one question would be, why is this teacher doing this for you? What about everyone else? What about everyone?
Because this ain't no study material. This ain't nothing that's gonna help you with your math homework. Huh.
So, and I think the issue is that we don't know what's led to this outburst, in a way, because for him to say that he was talking to his friend and his friend, you know, made him realize that
you were sexually assaulted, but you talked to her in a joking way, like it was cool, which makes us also be like, you thought this was okay.
Yeah.
You were cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But since your friend said something, looked at you weird, now you feel weird. And then you also went back and said he texted you on your 18th birthday and apologized for everything that happened. Was you expecting him to text you on your 18th birthday and be like, I'm glad you're 18 now, let's be together kind of thing?
I wonder what, but then again, what transpired to lead to this, even that comes, like, what is the, I'm sorry for everything that happened, because that would have been, if he was referring to that, I think, that would have been done sooner.
It would have been done sooner.
At 18.
Right.
Because you weren't feeling that traumatic experience at all. So there's something else
going on, but you said until the recent, you had him on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, everything.
Right. Right. Which means you have been a constant watcher of this person, seeing what he's doing, who he's with.
Yeah.
Where he is. A slippery slope.
Very slippery.
Because
the question also begs, you telling us that you haven't been in contact with him, but have you? Because he hasn't came out and said anything. And he's as far as we know, he's still actively teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be like, well, the school need to open an investigation. They probably will. But if it was something real serious like they thought it would be, he would not be teaching right now.
Correct.
He'd been gone.
They would start questioning other people, like the students that are there now.
Mm-hmm.
They can't really do anything about.
And they would have released a statement.
Hmm?
And they would have released a statement.
They haven't?
No. I haven't seen a statement the first.
What school is it?
I forgot.
We'll check. But I haven't. If something had been said, we would have seen it already.
We would have seen it already.
So, I don't know here. Definitely keep watchful eyes on it, on because of the severity of the situation.
That's all I got.
I don't really have too much for it. It is a sad case. It is something that happens quite often. Especially like, and it's not gender specific at that.
It's not gender specific.
But what I will point out is that this was a female teacher, this would not be a conversation.
It would not be a conversation at all. It would not be a conversation. There's plenty of times that female teachers have had sex with, even when I was in high school, had sex with a student, and everybody was just laughing and giggling about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something constant around the school, and it was talked about. So I know it made all the way back to the administration. Y'all just passed on, walked on by. Dun, 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 walked on by it. And that's the problem.
I don't even know what people see in teenagers. When people even make the comments, oh, they have such an adult body. No, they don't. They have a body that's a child's because it's attached to a child. I can't even get jiggy with linking with somebody that's between the ages of 18 and 23. I can't even get jiggy with that.
Well, give me your age. I can see you.
Right. I haven't linked with someone that young since I was that young. Even past 25, I can't. What we got in common? What we got in common?
I give you that.
You can't do half of what I can do.
I give you that.
And I'm not here to teach no class for free.
I can give you that.
So,
because I've noticed, I think it was me and my mama has always had this conversation, and she always used to tell me, especially when I turned 21. She was like, remember, 3 up, 3 down. I said, what does that mean?
Amen.
3 years down, 3 years up.
Amen.
I was like, got it. So.
I can't do it.
I can't.
I can't do it. The mental, even the conversation is different.
The conversation is totally different.
Right. It's different. Now, granted, was I dating much older? Yes.
You didn't believe in the 3 up, 3 down, did you?
Baby, I don't know nothing about that. What I did know is that I was looking for somebody specifically who was kind of on my caliber. I lived alone, so I was kind of looking for that. And most people who have their own spots were older.
That's true.
Like, I didn't live in a college dorm. I don't know that lifestyle.
It was a good little life. It was cute.
There's nothing cute about sleeping in a twin-size bed. I haven't done that since I was four.
Hold on, sister. Wait a minute. Hold on. Because my truck has a twin-size.
I haven't done that since I was four. Okay.
I just feel like I just got knocked out. And I'm not willingly sleeping. I can't help it. It's twin size in that truck, sister. I can't. They can't put no full size bed in that goddamn small ass truck. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Double up? I don't know. I could never get with it. Even when I was talking about going out of state, and when I looked at them dorms at Clark Atlanta, I said, I beg
you. Oh, you thought about going there too?
I was going. I was trying to get so far. I was trying to get far enough, like, from home, but not too far, because I still have family in Georgia, so I was like, it'd be like home away from home, really. But I wasn't living and sharing no living space. I'm an only child, technically, kind of, sort of, anyway. I'm my mama's only child.
And that's all that matters.
I don't share no living space, especially not no room.
Oh, I've never shared a room.
I'm not in Clark. Have you ever looked at Clark's dorms?
No, I really
prison
not.
Style.
When I stayed in dorms, I stayed at AUM.
Oh, okay. Amen. The lap of luxury.
I stayed in P40 first.
Amen.
Then I moved to Warhol.
Amen. Still lap of luxury.
I don't know.
Because you got your prison. Prison.
Looking at each other? Crazy
community
work.
Showers.
Oh, never.
Community.
That's why I could never stay in the towels. Because what you mean, all four of us got to share one bathroom?
Community shower. Like, but see, even with, I can see, like, y'all share a bathroom, but you still have your own room. That's one thing, because you're...
What if I need the dish?
Bitch, you were going to do it regardless. Didn't you dish the other ones?
I didn't know nothing about bottoming back
then.
Oh,
never mind. Oh, not you was strict talk back then. Okay. Cool, I see you. the other ones do it. I think they wait for a specific time, but I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I don't know. You have to ask them. Marco?
We
could ask for a lie, brother. We could. Unless he gonna lie and make it seem like he was a top baby.
Of course he's gonna lie. But his profile clearly said,
oh.
That bitch. Not you coming to my... You have said worse things on this app. You have said worse
don't
things
you,
on this
don't
podcast.
Don't hit my sister from behind like that. Hold on.
She likes being hit from behind.
Hold on. Hold on. Now, yeah.
Have you not met her?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. But anyway, prison. When I watched the videos, like, to see what, you know, it was going to be like, and at that time, that was 2013. So I was watching the video to see, like, hey, what can I expect? And yeah, they was like, oh, yeah, you put a sock on the door, let somebody know you're using the room. You're using what room for what? Because if you ain't sleeping a studying, bitch, everybody that don't pay don't pay tuition for this dorm room right here, got to hit it. I don't give a fuck, you in the middle of screwing. I suggest you pause. Find your bathroom stall. And so to keep that from being my reality and then being locked up, I don't share no room. I don't share rooms now. That's why I don't do hotel rooms.
I was saying, bitch, do not do a joint hotel room. Don't do joint Airbnb. Mm-mm, nothing.
Because people are going to do what they want to do. And then I have to do what I want to do.
I think about the whole trip and how that would have played out. Look, I'm happy that didn't happen.
Tell me.
Y'all want some eggs in here?
No. You want some breakfast?
A revolving door.
A revolving door. Okay.
Hold on. Okay. I got a pee too.
Even when they like did the whole like homecoming, like freshman thing to in front of the homecoming, and I wish I could find that video till this day. When they went around and banged on them doors, it was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was like, if you don't come outside, you don't know nothing about homecoming, and that ain't got nothing to do with us. Bitch, hang up a flyer. I don't know. Like, what do you mean you giving somebody information that's 3 months away? Bitch, I'm not remembering that. And I'm also not walking around this motherfucking campus in a white t-shirt. very much very Hayes friendly.
Clark?
Yes. Very, very Hayes friendly. It is HBCU sister, so gotta keep that in mind. Very Hayes friendly. Very. And I was like, you waking me up banging on my door at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, so I said, oh, it's just tradition. Somebody finna watch you get a traditional ass whooping. Boy, girl, or in between. Because clearly we've lost our minds. Clearly.
Lord of mercy.
But you know, somebody should like it. That's why they go. I didn't. Because then they were charging you an extra, I think it was like an extra $5,000 to live in the upperclassmen dorms. But like, to even have visitors, you have to have your door open at all times.
With the door open.
Huh? We grown. As a freshman, you can't drive.
Oh, yeah, I remember when they used to do that. Trouble's like that.
I don't know who's doing that. As a freshman, I can't drive. Bitch, this is my car. You're not telling me I can't drive because I'm no freshman. This is my car. This is my car.
Up the road in Huntsville. Used to do that, too.
No.
A&M.
The answer's no. The answer's it's not going to be a thing. This is my car. I got to get around. What, you want me to take the train?
The train is crazy.
You want me to ride with people?
They want. I think the idea of that was is for you to build more community.
So sad.
God damn, it's cold.
So sad.
Yeah.
Community.
Yeah, learn the campus. And
I can learn the campus while I drive my car.
People used to just drive there anyway, though. And just park off campus.
In Atlanta?
I'm talking about A&M and Troy.
Oh.
Park off campus in Atlanta is crazy. You gotta pay for that.
Bitch, they may rob you.
Also, I don't know what Clark sits at, so.
But you know. Clark, Spelman, Morehouse.
Right there.
Or in the hood.
They are. I wish I would've went to Morehouse. But
I went to Morehouse, too.
I didn't know anything about it.
I did. My mother told me no. She called me a whore. And said, no, I'm not paying for you to go to school to be a whore. And I was like, oh my God, mother, what do you mean? Tink. What? Was I? Absolutely. You know what? Hell
right.
Yeah.
She was right.
You know, hell yeah.
My mama wouldn't have never thought twice about it.
Hell
but then
yeah.
I was innocent, so I didn't know
that. In all guy schools, and if I would like to dip one dab, the bitches are across the street. You know what? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Now we want to talk about some grooming. That there Clark and Morehouse.
The men.
I know several men who in their freshman year were assaulted by professors. Not too cold. Yeah, I know several. They posted about it on Twitter, like when they either got close to graduating or when they graduated, they posted about it. They literally called certain professors out, posted them and all. No traction.
Of course it did.
None.
Because I mean.
Precisely. But same thing with the women students. Have been sexually assaulted by professors and male students. No traction. None.
I remember when we used to always run to get a notification that somebody was raped on campus. Mm-hmm. You would get the notification, that was it. Heard nothing else about it.
Mm-hmm. And you know why? I remember the last, I want to say it was my senior year. It was either that or it was my junior year. It had to be my junior year because it was after. It was my junior year. It was after Selena and them crossed. And there was this guy, he went to state. He ended up talking to one of them, getting one of their numbers. And then he would come to the campus. And he had got somebody else's number, thought it was real friendly vibes. Motherfucker was a stalker. I'm talking about a whole stalker. And he wasn't like a student. He was like faculty, I believe, at ASU. And they end up reporting him. Mm-hmm. Like letting them know, you know they got them, because I remember, because I was there. They asked that girl, are you sure you didn't lead him on? Because I mean, you did give him your number. And that is how cases die right there. They have literally made any girl that has reported a sexual assault at AUM's campus has been made to feel like it was their fault. I can attest to that. because their questioning is very victim blame based. Well, you did this, so obviously this gave them the notion. You did this, so obviously, are you sure there wasn't a gray area? Are you sure, you know, you didn't agree and then change your mind or feel bad afterwards? And that's every campus. That's how campuses operate, because their job is to protect the campus. It's like HR. The HR is not there to protect you. HR is there to protect the company.
Should have slapped fire from whichever officer told her that. What was it, chief? A woman?
Yes. You said you had it. It was chief. And that and Barbie. Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't chief like women?
No.
Oh.
Chief is a married woman with children.
Good for her.
She just take her position very strongly. Butch.
I ain't never cared for her, so.
I love Chief. I'm not gonna hold you. She got her moments, but I love Chief. I love her.
Anymore.
What were we talking about today?
What do you bring? Because sometimes you niggas don't bring shit. You bitches don't either. I gotta pee. We're gonna press pause real quick. We'll be right back. Interlude. Do-do-do-do-do. And we back. Welcome back. Today's topic is talking about what do you bring? Because like I said, you niggas don't be bringing shit. You bitches don't be bringing shit. The you they them's don't be bringing shit.
I think
people be selling dreams.
For one, and do. Yes. Well, we already know that what do you bring to the table is a conversation that stems from men as it is.
Because
men think that they, you know, are the end all be all. And you know, some people, especially women, will let you know very quickly, it's not about what I bring to the table, bitch, I am the table. I'm the table, I'm the walls, I'm the roof, I'm the baseboards, I'm it all.
The foundation.
But I feel like when we're having that kind of conversation, for one, men are approaching from the standpoint of, okay, my value is money. And so that's why I'm here. So what do you bring to the table? Because I'm not asking you for money, but it's like, in a way you kind of are. Because what else do you expect a person to bring to the table if you're not searching? If you're not searching for and dating people that are on the same caliber as you, which we know that most men do not want someone who is equally yoked in that way. They want to be depended on.
So, dependency issues.
Yes.
That's a thing. Dependency issues is a thing. And that's just not people being you, somebody being dependent on you. That's you wanting somebody to be dependent on you.
Yes. And that's a conversation, again, about values. Same thing. A woman can ask a man, what do you bring to the table? It depends on what you're looking for, because you do have a subset of women who are looking for money but then don't want to be looked at a certain type of way for their body.
Right.
And we know that for men, money is what makes them valuable. And for women, beauty is what makes you valuable. And so I think if we step outside of those things, then we can have the conversation of, well, how do we support each other?
Mm-hmm.
How do we accompany each other in this? How do we amass a fortune of whatever together?
Correct.
Because that is what you should be looking for. Someone who's emotionally intelligent, someone who's financially stable, someone who's educated, you know.
Because people be like, what do you bring to the table? Bitch be like, well, I am the table. Okay. Bring just the table to Thanksgiving and see what happens. Because we need the ham, the turkey, the collards, the cabbage, the green beans, the dressing. Not no fucking stuffing. The dressing.
I think sometimes when people say, but I am the table, it's the I am what holds everything up. Because the table is what holds that
up. It holds everything
up. That is what holds. What you're bringing to the table it's what holds everything up. And then when we look at it from that point of view, well, we know that most men always say they're looking for someone to support their dreams and their aspirations. And when they go to dating outside of their race, it's always, oh, well, they were willing to stick beside me when I was down. And I want to stick on that right there, only because it's always said as if Black women don't do that. And Black women absolutely do. But what we as Black people, especially Black women, do is not only am I going to stick with you in your downtime, I'm going to give you the tools to get yourself where you need to go. Black men refuse to do that. Men refuse to do that in a lot of ways until they just feel like they want to. And we see it time and time again, whereas the others are just willing to let you be and just support you in whatever you do. And it's like, but that's not, you shouldn't want that. You shouldn't want somebody to just support you in being a mom, support you in being poor.
Let me tell you something. When we talk about the, and I can speak, good thing she don't listen. I'm not going to say her name, but I do know someone who would just support him and let him do, but financially y'all are struggling. Y'all are struggling financially, but you're like, well, I know how it feels to do this and third, and I don't want him to do this. Let me tell you something, baby. Money make the world go round. And if he's in a job that ain't paying no bills, y'all world not going round.
Right. It's not. And it doesn't help. But it's like, how do we get to a place and when having the conversation?
Turn your mic with you.
Oh, Lord. How do we get to the conversation of, if you're having that sort of conversation, that it's something substantial? What are you talking about here? If I feel like if we go just from the basis, well, if we're bringing things to the table, if I'm bringing the jug, are you bringing the water? If you're bringing the sugar, do I bring the Kool-Aid? I think it should be, again, how do we amplify each other in this?
How do we amplify each other?
Because you want to, you should be both bringing the table. There's no such thing as 50-50. That's just not realistic. I don't know
what you told me about that.
Come on. That's not realistic. Because everybody has an up and down. Like, it's just not.
Everybody income is different. If you're making 62 and they're making 30.
Come on.
They're giving you 50% of what they can.
Come on. Amen. Yes. Yeah, because that is right. They're giving you the 50% of what they can.
They can't give you 50% of your 62K if they're not making 62K.
Amen. Absolutely.
I learned a lot, people. Thank you.
He listens to me. I love that.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. listen to me wholeheartedly. I'm going to be on the highways and byways. But everybody's young, and so we must have our experiences, you know? Everybody's young. I was a whore, too, back in my heyday. Not that much. Come on. But a whore nonetheless. But even then, when we talk about whoredom in this same space, sometimes people approach the what do you bring to the table from a standpoint of, well, all you just have to be is be there, but you're looking for subservitude in a way.
Yep.
And my grandmother used to tell me, and my mother used to tell me this too, because she taught it to her, your body can't be purchased. This here is priceless. You can't pay for this. You can't pay for this experience. My time you can pay for.
But the body you cannot?
The body you can't. You can't put a price on this. That's not how this works. My grandmother used to say, you are beauty personified. The way you look, the way you speak, the way you act. Your personality. You are beauty personified. That can't be bought.
That's all.
You don't put a price tag on that. Not for no mentally ill with you. Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Now granted, get up with more than just a wet ass. Absolutely. But don't let that be why you get paid.
There's a lot of people who do that.
So it's like, what do you bring? When you say, what do you bring to the table? What are you looking for a person to bring to the table?
And that's never specified. It be specified, but it's not specified in the right way.
correct.
Because you'll be like, well, I need her to do this, 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 and this, and this. Baby, she sound like the table if you ask me.
Sounds like a maid.
That too.
Sounds like a slave.
That too.
And even for I would ask women the same thing. When you say you want a man to bring something to the table, what are you looking for him to bring? But even then, it's not in a way that says, well, how would this help you? How would this push you and y'all towards greatness? And that is what you should look for.
That is what you should look for. In friendships as well. Because they go hand in hand.
Bless you. Speak on it.
They go hand in hand. I will always support my friends in their delusional dreams. I'm always support y'all in your delusional dreams.
Who is y'all?
All y'all.
Bitch, my mama didn't name me y'all. Cause I'm that.
Fuck is y'all?
I'm not saying delusional in a way. Delusional is like, okay, baby. Maybe we can make something shape with this. All right, I can make this work. Let me tell you, somebody call me with a goddamn off the wall ass thought all the time, and I just be like, yeah, girl, we can make something work. Nah, no, she'll call me. I just been thinking, I already know it's some bullshit. Sister, I call you with delusional dreams all the time.
And I tell you what, right? Because that is not support.
Support to me.
That is not support.
I'm gonna support you in your dreams. I promise you, I will.
I'm not gonna support you in delusion.
I promise you I will.
That's crazy.
Cause I promise you I will.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Hell no.
I'm gonna support you. You might not, but I will. I got y'all.
I do not. We live in the real world.
Okay.
Delusions are of thine dreams. Sometimes. Maybe a special kind of dream.
You know, I say delusion is a sickness of the mind, but hey.
And sometimes it's needed. Now, living in delusion is a happy place, but I'm not finna. No. And see, I'm the reason why niggas sit outside their race, because I'm not supporting you in delusion. Y'all can flip this in the. No, not with. Bitch, not with my money. Not with my goddamn money. No, I'm not supporting your failed rap career.
Now you're a preacher.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not
doing that. Now you rap Christian rap. Crazy word.
Christian rap is such a joke. That is...
You're more like Christian R&B. Sometimes it'd be good. I got a couple songs I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, man, I love God. You don't love God.
That's different. What's wrong with you? That's so different. That is so different.
He will work it out. Yeah. Even though, you know, Ty Tribbett is homophobic, misogynistic, a lot of things.
Don't you like it, bitch?
My God, what do you bring to the table?
Right. And I think it's important to ask yourself that. And so when you ask yourself that, what do you see?
Great question. And outside of like that, you have to also ask yourself, you always ask them, what does somebody else bring? What do you bring? Not delusional thoughts. Not delusional thoughts. Let's go deeper here.
I was finding that beating his ass. It's not like he just got jumped in there. My God.
Come on, my love, baby. You all right? I need to call the people to roll and carry me down to you. Calling no ambulance. Just roll it down, please.
My
we'll
God.
We'll meet you.
My God. Okay. But yeah.
And not no delusional thoughts. Because people be having weird delusional thoughts. Well, I you know, I bring, well, they can be like, I bring the money and don't have any.
But even then, outside of money, what do you bring?
Exactly.
Well, outside of that, what do you bring? Because that does not make a household stable.
It does not.
That does not make living stable. That means you can afford things.
That's it.
Where's the emotion?
That's literally.
Where's the gratitude for oneself and one's partner?
Can you bring emotional stability? Do you have good communication skills? Are you a handyman? I'm just... I can fix a tire. Hey, I like that for you because a lot of people can't. You know, kind of thing. Something. Instead of asking what can you bring to the table, you need to start asking bitches, how can we amplify each other?
Absolutely.
How do we amplify each other? How are we going to make this work? What are your long-term, short-term goals? What do you see yourself within the next, 5 to 6 months? What do you want out of life?
Balance.
What is your aspirations in life? To be happy. Of course not.
God damn it, Beyonce.
Of course not. But it's just like, those are the questions you need to be asking people, rather than what do you bring to the table? And then we'll list out 13,000 things which you want them to bring, but you can't even bring it yourself. Mm-hmm. You want somebody to cook and clean and wash everything, but you don't know how to even use a washer. You don't even know how to turn the stove on. Hmm. You don't even know how to separate the whites from the colors and the lights from the dogs.
That pissed me off. That will full on piss me off.
I can't say that I do it in this current point in time in my life, but hey.
For one, it uses up too much. But literally, just knowing how to separate laundry, it's not hard.
I don't wash anything white with anything colored. I just want y'all to understand that. I would never have, never will, never.
It's
my white clothes get their own little wash.
It's just little things like that.
It's little things like that.
Mm-hmm. That'll piss me off. That'll make me ask, was your mama a dummy hoe?
You know, you just gotta start asking questions, you know, certain questions like that. Not just these surface level questions. Not these surface levels, what can you bring questions. You need to get deeper than that. Go deeper. The same thing she be telling you when y'all be in there doing y'all thing. Wow. Go deeper. And you be like, yeah, I'm as deep as I can be. And she be like, oh, you know, put your finger in it. I don't know.
Wow.
Go deeper.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Way to.
This is raw and unfiltered
podcast.
Way to
put together an analogy, but.
I thought it worked.
That's something. It did. Just wow. Just
wait. I bet the extra finger fit too. But, you know, go deeper. You know, get below the surface. Make it. Everybody wants to feel something different. You know? So,
I think that's important to ask what that is when you ask them, what are you looking for in someone? Mm-hmm. When you're having that conversation, that is important. And I think, literally, when you're dating someone or even just courting, because there is a difference, and we have forgotten that. When you are going about that, when you are asking those questions, then you don't even have to, you never have to get to a conversation of, well, what do you bring? What do you offer? Because if you've had the important conversations and you really getting to know this person and they're really getting to know you, you'll already have talked your way through that to know who they are as a person and what they're looking for.
Quite literally. Nah.
And when it comes to dating apps, they already tell you what they're looking for. Somewhat.
Somewhat. So let's get into this conversation. Talking and dating. When you're talking to someone, you're just talking. When a date has been set for you to meet up, you are dating. Dates are being made. Plans are being made. You are no longer talking. You are dating. Don't argue with me. Argue with the chart. This is how it works.
That goddamn white girl.
Yeah. She said some
but
shit.
But she was right.
She said some shit.
She was right. I think we definitely have forgotten what it is to court. you know, to just be talking. We just talking. And that comes from people rushing into things and thinking that. It's so funny. When I was talking to Victor and everything moved too fast, and the first thing he said was, I just don't want it to be a moment of like someone else can swoop in and get you before I'm able to. And I think that's how we approach most dating situations.
That's true too.
We're looking to lock in right then, and you're still learning each other. And no one wants to just settle a relationship or break away or break up because you've taken your time out to establish this. Whereas if you had done the necessary steps, you might have never made it there in the first place.
That's true too.
Because something would have clicked that this isn't for me.
This is not for me. Y'all be thinking in the first 2 weeks y'all need to already date. No. Take your time.
But I think the problem with that is, again, people lack what it is, companionship, in a way. What?
I was like, to be alone?
People don't know how to be alone. Men specifically don't know how to be alone. Men do not know how to be alone. At all. Which is why most oftentimes, and even in that, it's why men's sexual activity is always so, like, so much greater. Because you're looking for a feeling. You're looking for something just to say, I'm not alone at the moment.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't like being alone. I love being alone.
I'm alone majority of the time.
I love
being that damn dog.
I love being alone.
For you,
love being alone. I just, it's so much solace in silence and not hearing somebody else's voice. Not turning over and looking at some.
This bitch again? Oh.
Just for a little bit. Like, I don't, people who are serial daters.
And don't even know themselves.
Or serial relationship people. That scares me.
I know somebody like that.
That terrifies me.
They're getting better though. They're getting better.
A therapist.
Therapy. Sequin. And a lot of y'all are rushing into dating and barely know yourselves.
Yes.
You don't know the first thing about yourself.
And I think it's because we teach as a society that your happiness lies in someone else.
It doesn't.
It doesn't lie in you.
Your happiness
true lies happiness and true fulfillment lies in you. I think because as a society, that is what we teach people.
That's a problem. Until you're happy with yourself, you're not going to find true happiness. You're going to be seeking it in somebody else. And then you're also going to be seeking validation. Even though sometimes I do seek validation myself. I have no idea why. I like it. I love validation.
What do you mean?
I just like being validated.
Example.
I don't have one.
My God, today. When you say you like feeling validated by people, are we talking about...
Oh, for example, in a relationship. I know we're good, but just tell me.
That's not the same thing.
Oh.
I see what you're saying. See what you're trying to say. Not the same thing.
Oh.
Seeking someone's validation. Are you happy now, Paul? Did I make you proud? I'm doing this to make you see me, to make you see that I'm doing this for you, to make you happy.
Yeah, no.
That type of validation. I'm changing myself and how I look or how I act to make you happy. That is the type of validation we're talking about.
The black boys that be changing their physique for them fit in with the white men that they want to fuck?
Come on, speak on it.
Wow.
Yes. That type of validation to see like, hey, are we good? No, that's not the same thing, because that is something you should do. That is something. Checking in with your partner or even with your friends, that is something you should take active.
Yeah, you see, like, we're not good now.
But
friends like they said we were.
Are y'all friends?
We was talking the other day. Oh. Not on the phone, but through text and like voice memos, but it was about Drag Race.
I guess y'all are friends. You got your money?
Remember, I had extended it to the end of February.
Ain't no friendship.
Damn. Oh, I'm not gonna forget though.
Y'all run a fade. I think about it. But can you really be friends with somebody you done beat up?
No. Well, some people do be making great friendships that they don't get their ass whipped by one of them.
Right. But that's, I mean, yeah. Friends my motherfucking ass. Anyway, yeah, that validation, that's different because that's what you should do. People, when you're in partnership with someone, you should always, like, not always, but there should be a point in time when you ask the question, hey, are we good? Like, and what, like, is what I'm doing making you happy? Is there something that I need to do better? Am I missing a mark on something? Have I forgotten something? You just haven't said anything. Have I done something or said something and you just overlooked it because you feel like it may cause an argument? Those are things, those are conversations you're supposed to have. But completely altering yourself
is a problem
to make someone happy, that is a validation you should never seek. And when we talk about more partnerships, that is mostly what people do. That's how they go about making sure that they keep someone. That's how they do that.
I just,
if you want to get into the gym, go to the gym for yourself. Not to fit into white European standards. Ugh. And also, do be having those conversations with your partner about, is there something that I've done or whatchamacallit that you didn't like, and we just need to sit here and talk about it. Have conversations with each other. We just don't have conversations no more.
Mm-hmm. There are apps you can use. Most people use their notes, you know, they just do note collaboration. But there are apps you can use that literally will help you have those conversations if it seems a little difficult or if you don't know how to start it the right way.
And do what works for you, because I know what worked for me. This is going to sound so crazy. But when me and Christian, I used to feel some type of way about something Christian did, I would start an email thread. I would do an email, put everything I need to say into it. I would text it to him, though. And I would, like, to whom it may concern, and I'll drop the email, sincerely, such and such. It worked. When I say it worked, worked wonders.
Did it?
It really did. In those moments. But now we're here, so hi. Ah. Now we're here. But we haven't did it in a long time.
I mean, yeah. But I mean,
in those moments it worked.
All that work. I would have stabbed him, but that's just me. So don't listen to me, because what I said. Show you why Galinda was not the good witch. I would have showed you exactly why. But that's just me. That's just me. Friendship my ass.
My God, today.
Friendship my motherfucking ass, bitch.
Make a scene. Not twist. You doing some real damage.
Too much?
Too much.
Okay.
Multiple in different locations?
Oh.
Overkill?
Really?
You would get overkill.
I don't think so. He wasn't skinny, so. That's enough. Trust me, I seen a nigga get shot 8 times. He did not fall. Why? Because the blubber stopped it.
He ain't got much.
For a stab wound? Yes, he does. For a stab wound? Yeah, he do. Long shot punch him in. Serious. Maybe.
We not gonna come stab you if you're listening.
Okay, go with my first idea. The little safety pin thing. Poke.
We don't want to talk about here.
Right in the poke. Poke. Let me see. Oh my God, you feel that? Something just poked me. No idea. Poke. I'm just trying to help you.
We're working on peace, sister, not violence.
We're working on non-delusions.
What was something your mama told you that we should bring up in this? She had said we need to talk about something. We had this conversation. Do you need a pause to call her?
I feel like we touched on that.
Did we?
I feel like we did.
If we didn't, she gonna tell you.
I feel like we did. Pause.
Okay, Okay, so it seems like we hit everything.
We did. A little more vulgar, because in my mom's word, what else can you bring to the table but dick a coochie?
Amen. Amen.
And that is very much so real.
That is.
39.99 at the store.
Huh? You know, huh?
The zombie be having sales.
They do.
So.
Get you some.
We did touch it. We did. Touch.
Touch and agree. Touch me.
I don't know. You gotta listen to me. I'm single. So there's that.
Same. But you know, we give good advice that we don't take sometimes for ourselves. Sometimes when I be saying we, I be talking about myself. Okay. Oh. We need, at the oldest time of knowing, you should know this by now. I say we and be like, well, I forgot this is the podcast and it's just not me and you talking. So sometimes, y'all, when I say we, I be talking about myself.
Because I take my own advice. I ain't got nobody to die. My boundary's too hard. They strict around here.
And have boundaries, please. Have boundaries.
My boundaries are.
Also, if your intuition is telling you to leave somebody alone, leave them.
Yes. Hell yeah.
If you feel it in your spirit and you hear Mary J. Blige screaming in the back of your ear talking about some run away. And for you spiritual people, they'd be like, well, you know, the Lord tell me when it's time to move on. Sometimes the Lord will tell you through a song. You'd be like, dang, I ain't heard that song in 30 years, 50 days, and 90 nights. And it go a little something like run away, lover. Run away. You know, sometimes. You know, Ruin Me by Mooney Long. You know, sometimes. Wish you had a time machine. You know, you. Hey. Any closing remarks?
I don't think so.
I already
said, don't send me
on
Facebook. So there's that.
Yeah, you know. I don't know what she was thinking.
I don't know either.
But yeah, you know, all of that. Peace and blessings. Love and light.
Yeah, thank you for my spiritual people.
Ooh,
it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be a nice 4 years. I don't know.